Three seats are open on the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly, and none of the incumbents are running for re-election. Six candidates will be on the ballot. They are Alan Bailey, Kent Colby, Kevin Gadsey, Joel Jackson, Sue Pickerel, and A.J. Pierce. Asked about top priorities if elected, former Assemblymember Bailey says he's concerned about the state government transferring costs to local governments in an attempt to reduce the state's budget. He says the borough already faces a deficit and needs to figure out how to plan for the coming fiscal year.
You do one of two things. Either you increase revenues or develop revenues, or you decrease services. Those are two options. And I think there's, frankly, a third one when you may be able to coordinate and combine services that may be duplicative. There's always a way to try to find a common sense approach, and that's how I approach these problems.
Jackson has served previously on the Ketchikan School Board. He says economic development would be his big concern. He advocates for more public-private partnerships. School funding is a big part of the borough's responsibility, he says, and animal control seems to be a growing concern in the community.
You know, when I was younger, that was sort of a throwaway item. What I see more and more online is a lot more contentious rancor about what to do and how to react and how to respond. And I think over time, we'll see more and more concerns expressed about that. It's a small part of the borough's oversight area, but it's one of those that definitely creates a lot of problems.
Jackson added that more coordination and cooperation between the local governments would benefit everyone. Pickerel also is a former school board member. She says she, too, is concerned about increasing costs passed down from the state. Pickerel says a plan is needed to reduce costs and still help community nonprofit groups.
Instead of pitting one group against another, instead of saying we're going to cut all programs across the borough by 10%, to me, that's not a reasoned approach. We need to have a plan in place for that to happen. And I think that plan can't happen unless there are many partners involved.
Gadsey runs the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition, and he's new to local politics, at least as a candidate. He says his first priority would be to listen and learn.
To be able to ask questions and to really be able to hear from the people in the community what their challenges are, what their focus is for where we need to improve Ketchikan.
Gadsey says the budget will be a big source of questions. He says assembly members can be champions for efficient, effective government. Colby is a former newscaster for the local KTKN radio station, and this is his first stab at elected office. He says his focus will be economic development and diversification. Colby says that as the Northwest Passage opens up, Ketchikan is in a good location to be a major hub for shipping services.
That will be the second gold rush for Ketchikan. We have the real estate. We have the assets to be a major shipping hub to service that transportation corridor. We talk about developing Gravina Island, where we could store merchandise that is and goods that are going to be transported across the Northwest Passage.
Colby added that with more people telecommuting for work, Ketchikan could encourage the technology industry as well if the infrastructure is developed with that in mind. He also mentioned server farms and call centers as potential year-round industries. Pierce is a small business owner and is new to local politics. She says she, too, hopes to expand year-round business opportunities to carry the community through the winter after the summer tourism season shuts down.
You know, there's a lot of really intelligent people, you know, here in Ketchikan that just want to link arms and grow our economy together. And it seems like it's a little bit more fragmented, you know, and so coming together and having that conversation you know, on how that looks, I'm really looking forward to that.
Regarding grants for nonprofits, most of the candidates agreed they like the program but would like to see more defined criteria for who receives funding. Pickerel says she'd like to put the issue of social service powers in front of voters. A 5% marijuana retail tax is on the borough-wide ballot but would not be collected inside city limits where a 5% pot tax already has been established. Jackson, Gadsey, Colby, and Pierce say they support the excise tax. Pierce and Colby added that they're in favor of allowing on-site consumption lounges, which is an issue the State Marijuana Control Board will discuss in November. While objecting to the legalization of marijuana, Pickerel and Bailey say they are generally opposed to targeted taxes, including the marijuana retail tax. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.